U.S.-led attacks persist in Kandahar, the Taliban's southern headquarters in Afghanistan. Other strikes targeted the strategic northern city of Mazar-e-Sharif and the western city of Herat. Leaders of the Taliban say more than 1,000 civilians have been killed so far as a result of the airstrikes. Some opposition leaders say they're worried that reports of heavy civilian casualties are undermining the anti-Taliban struggle in Afghanistan. U.S. officials say the Taliban authorities are lying, but challenging the casualty claims is proving difficult. NPR's Tom Jeldom reports from the Pentagon.
With each day comes another story. On Monday, Taliban officials claimed U.S. aircraft had bombed a hospital in Herat, Afghanistan, killing at least 100 people. In Washington, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said there was absolutely no evidence the allegation was correct. But one day later, Pentagon spokeswoman Victoria Clark had to admit maybe there was a bombing accident there after all.
At 9:05 a.m. on Sunday, a U.S. Navy FA-18 Hornet missed its intended target and inadvertently dropped a 1,000-pound bomb in an open field, an open area near a senior citizen's home outside Herat, Afghanistan.
Possibly this was the hospital the Taliban said was hit. There's no way to know how many people were killed there, if anyone, but the Taliban had clearly scored a point.
We're losing the propaganda war. There's no question about it.
William Arkin, senior military advisor to Human Rights Watch, sympathizes with the Pentagon in this effort. He has researched civilian casualties during other U.S. air wars, most recently in Serbia. In that campaign, he points out, the United States bombed for 78 days, often in urban environments, using 10 times as many aircraft as are being used in Afghanistan. The final civilian death toll, about 500. The notion that U.S. airstrikes have already killed 1,000 civilians in Afghanistan is, in Arkin's words, ridiculous.
In this campaign, we've hardly gone after any urban targets at all in the entire war, and the level of effort every day is somewhere on the order of a couple of hundred sorties, so I can't imagine that we have really talking, just by historical analogy, with more than a few dozen casualties at max.
Arkin thinks the Pentagon could do a better job of challenging Taliban casualty claims, but Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld complains that Taliban authorities have been able to make up stories to suit their propaganda interests.
We have seen them escort people to things they wanted seen. And we have seen the things they wanted seen and the lies they have been putting forward carried across the globe on television and in the press. Now, what can one do about that?
All we can do, Rumsfeld says, is tell the truth. He and other Pentagon officials insist U.S. pilots do all they can to minimize civilian casualties by using highly precise weaponry and passing up many targets that are close to civilian installations. Daniel Gouret, a military analyst at the Lexington Institute, says the United States, in the end, must forge ahead with its bombing campaign, even knowing there will be a political cost.
There comes a point where if you let that stop you, if you've done your best, if you have brought the risk or the error rate down to as low as humanly possible, there's nothing more you can do, and to be then stopped from doing what needs to be done really is to not take care of your own security. It's not to fight the war that needs to be fought.
But William Arkin of Human Rights Watch wonders whether there might be a better way to approach this war. He points out that in one recent case, when a bomb went disastrously astray, the intended target was a single helicopter. In another case, a single tank.
The question in my mind is, why are we wasting our time going after individual military vehicles? What point does that have in going after Osama bin Laden and going after the Taliban leadership?
Arkin wonders whether the military benefits of bombing in such a target-poor environment as Afghanistan are worth the propaganda costs, given that some civilians inevitably will be killed. If U.S. commanders are bombing now just to show military determination, he argues, they may actually be reducing their long-term chances of success.
Then we are, by virtue of having a bad strategy, creating the potential stimuli for controversy and, of course, undermining the covert and special operations war, which ultimately is what is going to win this.
Here's the problem. For those clandestine operations to be successful, U.S. commanders will need cooperation from friendly groups in and around Afghanistan. But those are some of the very groups now complaining about the impact of U.S. airstrikes on the civilian population. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.